Why was Jesus baptized? Jesus himself was baptized. Was he baptized because otherwise he wouldn't have had eternal life? Was he baptized to cleanse himself from the massive amounts of sin that he must have committed? That's not what the gospel says. It may be the case, but it's certainly not what the gospel says. In every account of Jesus' baptism, the voice from the sky does not say, "Good, you've been baptized and now you can enter heaven." Or, "Good, you've been baptized, I cleanse you of your sins." The voice from heaven says, "You are my child. You are my son. You are the chosen one. You are the beloved. I claim you. I am pleased, well pleased with you." That's what the voice from the heavens says. In some accounts, it's a proclamation to everybody watching so that they all know, "This is my son, the beloved." In Luke, it's a personal call from God to Jesus. "You are my son. You are my son, my beloved. I am pleased with you." It's not about saving Jesus. It's not about cleansing Jesus. It's about calling Jesus, commissioning Jesus, claiming Jesus as God's own son. And it is the beginning of his ministry on earth. Jesus goes directly from that point out into the desert to kind of figure out what he does with this call and what he's going to do next. And that's when he starts his ministry. He returns from the desert and begins his ministry. We don't know much about his life before that because he was doing normal kid stuff growing up, becoming a young man, a young adult, and there wasn't a whole lot that had set him apart yet as God's son, God's beloved, the chosen one, the one called and claimed and commissioned and sent into the world in ministry. This is the point where his ministry begins, in his baptism. It's a journey. It's not a destination. It's not a sealed, done kind of deal. That's why baptism is associated with moving water, not stagnant water. It's not about a pool of water just sitting there. It's about a river or a waterfall or water being poured out or sprinkled or splashed. It's about the movement of the water because it's always going somewhere. It's never where it's getting to. That's the point of baptism. It's about where constantly going, constantly moving. Paul's definition of baptism, his description of baptism that we just heard from Romans, is kind of enlightening for a couple reasons. Paul says that our baptism is like a death, is joining with Christ in death. And that is what baptism was thought to be. That was the ritual. Especially the full immersion in a river was about kind of going under the water as a metaphor for dying and coming back out of the water as a metaphor for rising into life. And Paul tells the Romans that the Christians in Rome that baptism, because we have been baptized into Christ's death, we have also been baptized into his eternal life. Their concern is for eternal life, and they don't even think they're skipping ahead because that's pretty imminent to them. The first generation of Christians thought they were the last generation of Christians and that was going to be the end of the world. So that was this life, basically, was just moving into the next one. And so they didn't even really think about it as skipping ahead because it was a given. It was a given that they were going to die a death life like Christ. That's what it meant in the first century to live as a Christian, was to be persecuted, was to be in danger of dying a death like Christ. And certainly Paul, the author of that letter, that happened to him. You know, that happened to a lot of those early Christians, not just the saints that we remember, but some of the ordinary folk who died for their beliefs. And so it was kind of a given that they were going to share in the death of Christ, whether it was just an ordinary death or literally share in death as a martyr. And so they needed that assurance of eternal life. But there was another given that Paul doesn't even address because it's so obvious, so given, that he doesn't even have to write it down. And that is that because we live like Christ, Because we've taken on the name Christian, imitator of Christ, that's the reason that we're going to end up being persecuted and possibly dying like Christ. Because we are united with Christ in this life, he doesn't even have to say it. The Romans know it. The Christians living in Rome know that that's part of the formula. They know that this life, living this life as Christ lived, living this life in the ministry and in the teachings and in the actions of Christ, that's a given. That's a bare minimum. And that is probably what's going to contribute to a death like Christ's. And they're just looking for the assurance of eternal life like Christ's. So the baptism that Paul talks about, the baptism that we remember whenever we baptize a new child or adult into the body of Christ, and the baptism that we remember when we think today about the baptism of Christ, it's not a happy ending thing. It's not a magic formula. It's not a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's not an easy way to guarantee a spot in heaven somewhere. It is a claiming, a commissioning, a calling. And it is the beginning of a difficult journey. It's not a promised ending. It's a beginning. And it's not a promised happy ending. Although we have that light, that promise at the end, that's not what it's about, that promised happy ending. It's about beginning a difficult journey. We are not baptized only into Christ's eternal life. We are not baptized only into Christ's death. We are baptized first and foremost into Christ's life, into his life here, now, this journey that we're a part of today and every day. Baptized into what exactly? I'll grow hoarse from paraphrasing Mark Twain, but it's not the parts of the Bible that we don't understand that give us trouble. It's the parts we understand perfectly well. The ministry, the life of Christ is laid out in front of us, and it couldn't be any clearer. You don't have to go to seminary to understand it. I understood it perfectly well before I had 3 years of training because I can read. It's right there. But I will spend every day of the rest of my life trying to do even an ounce of it. But it's really simple. It's so clear. It's so easy to understand. Sell everything you have and give it to the poor. Period. Pretty easy to say. Live with the outcasts. Live with those poor folks as one of those poor folks. Live among the people that are untouchable, diseased, unclean, poor and destitute, and society wants nothing to do with them. Very clear that that's what Jesus did. Tackle injustice. Speak out when something's wrong. Speak truth to those in power and say, this is not right. Absolutely clear that that's what Jesus did. Stand up for God and God's word and God's vision for this world and speak it out even when it's unpopular, especially when it's unpopular. So clear that that's what Jesus did. And love. When in doubt, just love. Love to the point of being willing to lay down our own lives for the sake of that love. How much clearer could it be? That's what we're baptized into. Not a spot in heaven, not a special seat. And we're not baptized into simple platitudes or feel-good religiosity that doesn't actually change us. We're not baptized into some sort of empty ritual that we just go through with our eyes closed. We're not baptized into half-hearted service, giving something to somebody because we think we should. We're baptized into the most difficult journey on earth. We're baptized into the hardest calling anybody has ever heard. The biggest challenge anybody has ever taken up. That's what we're baptized into. We are sent in our baptism. We are called and commissioned and claimed by God. You are my child. You are my beloved. I am pleased with you. Now go. Go to the desert and pray until you find your way. Go to the city and bless and kiss the leper. Go to the temple and tell those folks they got it all backwards. go to the cross and show the world what love really means. Go. You are my child. I don't promise an easy road, God says. I don't promise a simple life. I call you and I claim you and I welcome you to the journey. So welcome to the journey. Amen.